Welcome to the NBA Impact Podcast. This is your host, Grid McMullen. Today is Sunday, July 22nd. Let's get down to it. So today we're going to be talking, as usual, just some recent news. And then we're going to be going on and taking basically a Mavericks overview of their next season and a quick look back at the previous season. So let's get started. First off, Yogi Ferrell signs a $6.2 million two-year deal with the Sacramento Kings. And so what's really funny about this is when I was initially writing the script for this podcast, I was going to talk about how he signed, was working on a $5.3 million two-year deal, which he apparently agreed on with the Mavericks, and I was going to talk about how he kind of works into the system, but not anymore because the Kings have stolen Yogi Ferrell. Yogi Ferrell will probably not get tons of minutes behind De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield, both developing players who the Kings obviously have more faith in and care more about in terms of development. More Mavericks news. Dirk Nowitzki is finalizing a one-year, $5 million deal with the Mavericks. Kind of basic. Everybody knew that he was, going to sign with the Mavericks. Of course, it's not official, but with Dirk Nowitzki at this point, it's more matter of not if, it's a matter of when and for what. One of the biggest free agents was finally snatched up. Marcus Smart agreed to a four-year, $52 million with the Celtics. Marcus Smart brings a ton of depth in their guard positions. Relentless on-ball defense. Really just a guy that goes after every 50-50 ball. Pretty decent playmaker with 4.8 assists per game, but not really, definitely not an offensive threat. Shot 36.6% from the field and 30% from the three. So he's not really a guy that's going to knock you down on offense, but definitely a good guy you want. Great defender. Just all in all, a pretty solid player you want on your bench. So Nemanja Bjelica, kind of an interesting story on him. So he agreed to a one-year deal with the 76ers, and then Monday he told the team that he was going to be staying in Europe, and then he ended up actually signing a three-year $20.5 million deal with the Kings, and the third year is not guaranteed in that contract. But that's just really funny because the Kings snagged another guy off teams who were reportedly with other teams, but guess that's just how it works. Other fairly big news, Carmelo Anthony is finally out of OKC. In a three-way trade involving the Thunder, 76ers, and the Hawks, the Thunder received Dennis Schroeder, Timothy Luwa-Cabaret, Philadelphia received Mike Muscala, Atlanta received Justin Anderson, and a 2022 lottery-protected first-round pick. I mean, this is really interesting. I think it's great for Oklahoma because Carmelo Anthony was just dreadful in the playoff series, almost unplayable. I think that primary of his role will be going to Grant instead of Anthony, which is great. Another really interesting thought I have is that Dennis Schroeder is actually going to Oklahoma, which is really weird because you got another ball-dominant point guard, played quite a few minutes for the Hawks last year. This guy definitely needs his minutes, and of course everybody knows Westbrook needs more minutes than anybody. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they can coexist on the court. I don't really see them being able to have both of them play at once, just because they're both so ball-dominant. Odds are Dennis will probably be a very good backup point guard. For the Philadelphia side, Mike Muscala, pretty decent big man. Really good off the bench. His stats were off the bench for the most part. Shot 45% from the field. Averaged 7.6 points and 4.3 rebounds. So he's a pretty solid player. I think good pickup for Philadelphia. Atlanta, I think really that the big thing they got out of that was 2022 lottery projected first round, and of course, unfortunately, they also received Carmelo Anthony, which Carmelo Anthony is reportedly going to be bought out, so he won't be playing a minute with them. The most likely suitors to pick Carmelo up right now are looking like the Houston Rockets. So that will be interesting to see really what happens with that. So anyway, let's move on and talk about the Mavericks. So just a quick look back at their season last year. The Mavericks, last year their record was 24-58 with the .329 win percentage. Their leading scorer was Harrison Barnes with 18.9 points. Now, really what they've done so far and what they're looking like. So their cap space right now, not their cap space, how much they've really spent this year, is $101,300,857, which means they are under the soft cap by $568,143, meaning they're well below the luxury threshold since they're under the cap. So they're looking good there. I think their roster is probably about done. Maybe they'll add in one or two more pieces. So if we're really looking at what they added and what they lost, let's first talk about who they drafted. So in the draft, they traded for Luka Doncic, was drafted by Atlanta, the third pick. And then they traded up for him for Trae Young. And then they drafted Jalen Brunson with the 33rd pick, Ray Spalding with the 56th pick. And the 76ers drafted Kostas Antetokounmpo with the 60th pick, which the Mavs traded for. So those are the guys they've really got through the drafts. And so let's kind of take a quick look at how these guys performed in the summer league. So first, let's take a look at Kostas. He played 4 games, averaged 11.8 minutes, 5 points per game, shooting 58% from the field, 2.5 rebounds, 0.5 assists. Pretty good, 1.3 steals and 1.3 blocks, which is pretty nice for just 11.8 minutes. Jalen Brunson in 5 games averaged 20.2 minutes, 6.8 points, shooting a terrible 23% from the field, along with 2.8 rebounds, 4.4 assists, and 1.2 steals. Luka Doncic did not play since he was playing over in Europe. Ray Spalding in 5 games averaged 17 minutes per game, 8 points, shooting very efficiently, 59% from the field, 5.2 rebounds, 0.4 assists, 1 steal per game, and 0.6 block. So, I mean, obviously this is summer league, but so that's definitely not the end all of everything. So we'll see how they're going to end up playing in the actual NBA. So let's take a look at who they've lost. They waived Kyle Collinsworth, Seth Curry, pretty good backup player, signed with the Blazers. They lost Doug McDermott, really good three-point shooter, signed with the Pacers. Nerlens Noel hasn't really reached his draft potential yet, or what people thought his potential was. They also lost Yogi Ferrell, pretty good backup guard. Who they gained, they signed DeAndre Jordan, which is a really big plus. Good defensive player, really good rebounder, averaged 15.2 rebounds last year. So that will be really good. They're going to have a pretty decent and very young backcourt. Probably the starting positions for the guard spots will probably be Luka Doncic and Dennis Smith Jr. backed up. J.J. Barea, Jalen Brunson, Wesley Matthews. Small forward spot, Harrison Barnes, Dorian Finney-Smith. Then power forward probably will be Dirk Nowitzki, Dwight Powell. Center position is going to be looking like you're going to have, of course, DeAndre Jordan. Maxi Kleber will be backing that up. So, I mean, definitely, it's looking like an interesting roster here. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll be better than last year. They're going to have their front court with DeAndre Jordan and Dirk Nowitzki will be pretty nice. I think Dirk Nowitzki's great, especially with Luka Doncic, one of the best looked at prospects from overseas. So hopefully Dirk Nowitzki will be able to teach him a lot and develop into a pretty solid player. Of course, it's going to be interesting to see how Dennis Smith Jr. will progress as a player, as he was pretty impressive last year, averaging about 15.2 points and about 5 assists. So it'll be fun to really see how he really evolves as a player and how he can play with Luka Doncic. So my overall in conclusion, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll be better next year. And they have a lot of good young pieces, but I think it'll take a while for them to really get back into contention. Thank you.